First Timothy chapter 4 and verse 11. These things command and teach. Verse 12 says, let no man despise your youth. Yesterday night we spoke about youthfulness. Remember? We spoke about trade by barter. What a teaching. And this is Paul telling Timothy again, let no man despise your youth, but be you an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. When the scriptures speak, especially in the epistles, don't forget, Paul already told the church in Corinth that if any man be in Christ, he is in the new creation. All things are passed away. And he says, all things are what? Some new. Some new. What that means is that every man in Christ can look the same because you are in Christ. So some of the excuses that would have sufficed, like background, upbringing, my tribe or ethnicity in Christ, you are new. Brand new. And your conduct can follow suit. So Paul tells Timothy, let no man despise your youth. Be an example. And when it comes to people who are workers in God's vineyard, you are literally Glorious House Church to me, a lot of people. I call one of my friends, said, I saw so-so person's status. Is that the direction you are teaching in church? So my friend is pastor. So is that direction you're teaching in church? And I said, no. Maybe the person just posted it. But what does that tell you immediately? That just WhatsApp status felt to him like Glorious House Church. So I went to look at the status. I felt, what if it was something else entirely? A universalist doctrine, a Calvinist saying. I was just thinking, I said, ah. Because what you think it's my life, it's my persona, I can say what I want to say. But to an outsider, you are Glorious House Church. And that comes with responsibility to act in certain ways and in certain lights. We thank God for salvation. But there are certain things we ought to do and we ought to be. Don't be part of those who say, hey, boy, it's the act that God looks at, not the outward. And you quote me for Samuel. Thank you for teaching me the scriptures. But can you drink from a cup that the inside is neat, but the outside is full of, you know, that gutter water? The one that sticks. Just imagine it. With a bit of urine. But you say, the water inside and the cup is clean. Are you going to drink? No, don't worry. You don't have to put your lips. Your hand will get dirty though, because you're going to touch the hand. But you just, will you drink? If you will drink, let me see your hands. Let's classify you in a particular folder. No one drinks from a dirty cup. So when you say dirty cup, it's not just the inside. It's on the outside too. You've got a responsibility to do. Say, let no man despise you. That means there's certain things that if the world, might not even be unbelievers, outsiders who are not members of our community, when they see, they can despise you. There are certain things you will do. And when people say, son, this is not a church, they will be validated. Their opinion will be valid. Are you listening to me? Some years ago when we started church, someone said, It's a baby church. And I remember you didn't like it. Shola, I wanted a big fight and all of that. I said, I don't care. You see, there are some things I can chest. Odechi. Babies grow. And I don't know the issue with Nigerians and ageism. You always want to become old. Then when you become 60, you want to become young. God will help you. You see, young ladies, when you were 16, 17, you were dressing to look older. You went to buy the choicest lip gloss. You know what I'm talking about? You wanted to look older. But when you got 35, you know, they're sweet 25. Oh, God. Mama. You don't the old. Amen. Once you are 30 plus, you are old. You're not like us. 16 and between 16 and 25. That's us. Ah, bro. Baba. Hallelujah. Don't turn up about something else. Take that stuff. People can despise. There are certain things. There's a way you will act. And someone will say, and you are going to that church. I've always known that you are doing rubbish there. And they will justify it. The Paul says, you can act with so much honor, poise, intentionality, that it will be impossible for a man to despise what you're doing. He says, you do it in word, in conversation. Conversation, what conversation there is actually behavior. In conversation, that's the word behavior. Your way of life. I will touch some nerves tonight. When I get your own, just chest it. Amen. Chest it, take it, and be corrected. Hallelujah. Come on. Eh? Your attitude to the word must be, Jesus, correct me and I'll adjust myself. Right? I'll adjust. Yeah. So, how do we know these things that, it's a bit vague to say in word, in behavior, in charity, that's love. In spirit, in faith, in purity. But context saves the day. Because Paul, in the previous chapter, already tells us those characters. In chapter 3, verse 1. This is a true saying. If a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. Now, oftentimes when people read 1 Timothy 3, it's always like, if I want to be a pastor, this is that. These are the things I do. But remember, it's not the attitude of a pastor. It's the attitude of a diligent member that should be a pastor. Is it making sense? So, don't see it as characteristic of a pastor. See it as your characteristic. As Paul instructing you on who to be. Glorious House Church member. I don't think there's any Glorious House Church member that when they tell you, you'll become a pastor, you'll not be like this. God forbid me. The essence of spiritual growth is that one day Jesus can trust you enough with people's lives. That's the essence. And I pray for you that day is closer. Amen, amen. Start up. You didn't say amen. Say amen. I see pastor in you. Hallelujah. We are saying amen for her. She's a very diligent pastor. Earlier in the week, while I was preparing for workers' meeting, re-preparing, my mind just went back to a lot of teachers I used to watch growing up. One of them was Pastor Bimbo of blessed memory, Pastor Bimbo of the choir. I loved her so much. My mom knew I loved her. She passed on 2005, December 11. I can't forget. I think I was at Port Harcourt, at Bellevue. I cried. I was young. I was very young. I was 16. Okay. I'm always 16. Just leave that one. Yeah. When God created me, I'm 16. Maybe I came out and just be 16. And I will be 17 next week. But I cried. But I'd always tell my mom that, I want to marry someone like this. And she would laugh and say, what do you know about marriage? I don't marry now. I don't ever marry. Don't worry about the interpretation of that. And one of the things I admired about Pastor Bimbo, they came out from Trem, the Fountain of Life. Amazing pastor, Bishop Mike. I think he should be about 75, 80 now. Bishop Michael Conquer, amazing man of God. And he was one that ordained Pastor Taiwo Odukoya of blessed memory now. And Pastor Bimbo Odukoya. Abimbola Odukoya. And when I see the way she ministers, so I was tempted to go over some videos. And a lot of them, I have watched them already. I was just going over them and I said, we can have more women in Nigeria preaching the gospel. Looks like it's just men. I know, of course, there are some voices that cannot be ignored. Amazing women of God. But we can have mainstream. No, Pastor Bimbo stood as a shining light. Even when the media was talking against trousers and weaving, then, I'm talking about 2003, 2005. Amazing woman of God. And I pray for our sisters that you preach the gospel and your voices will be heard. Yeah. I'm talking about her 21 years later. That's 2 decades. Plus small. It shows that a man can leave impacts that can transcend into decades. So don't see 1 Timothy 3 as now pastor get this one. Now pastor and then bro Pam. Then bro shall I get this one. We members. No, this is for us. All of us. He says, if a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good thing. It's not bad. But you must know it's God that gives it, though. With the prerogative of the pastor. If God has called you in your room, he has to tell me that he has called you. And I say, okay, Sister Hope, God called you. That you should now be the one preaching. I preach one Sunday, you preach one Sunday. That'd be nice, yeah? Hallelujah. Get used to it. I will not be around forever. And we all will scatter around the world. Still doing the same thing. Preaching Jesus. Amen. I'm just saying, mine can be closer. Than, maybe sooner than later. Say, ah, pastor, where you go? Can you shut up? I'm not leaving anybody. I'm just saying we need to raise more ministers of the gospel. And we can't do that without certain attributes. It's not enough to be able to speak in tongues to pastor. As a pastor, certain conditions, certain situations will meet you like this. You want to say, just say, that's the tongues of God. That's the tongues of angels. They will start reporting something to you. So, pastor, this is what happened with Sister Baba. Hallelujah. So what to look at, I will call it, and they will say qualifications for deacons and bishops. I will say qualifications for church workers. For diligent church members. If a man desires the office of bishop, he has a good work. Then it tells you a bishop must be blameless. That's some standard. Blameless. Say blameless. I'm going there. Say the husband of one wife and the wife of one husband. Amen. We are interesting times. Sometime last week I saw a woman who said, a day in my life with my three husbands. How many of you saw the video? She's a white woman. A day in my life with my three husbands. And they were happy. Men. She's not paying rent. She's not paying rent. You want to do everything. Those ones, jobless, man. Just if you see the stomach, you know they are jobless. Big stomach. The one don't go cover shift. And they were happy. You guys were even... We're happy with the video and say, what are we eating tonight? Is the men that are cooking? Baba, since they happen. The men were frying. Okurin. It is where. So, husband of one wife and the wife of one husband. In fact, some tradition will say, a one-woman kind of man. So, you are not looking outside. As a believer, if you're married, you are married. I don't know how much we want to say this. And that's why it's very important to get to know your spouse. Because when you're married, you're married. Except you want to legally dissolve the marriage. I don't advocate for that. I don't advise it, but I also don't rule it out. Are you listening to me? I know we in churches, we don't teach to that level. We just say, hold your wife, hold your husband. But the truth is, if every solution, every intervention has been taken and it's not appearing to bring results, and it's leading to war every day. We are at war. You wake up at war. You have to sign up for soldier. It means like you are literally at war every day. That's no point. Give your life peace. But you have to legally dissolve it. And ensure it's not because you've seen another speck. That one is sin. Amen. Today is not the day to go into that. A one-woman kind of man. Workers in God's vineyard don't have side chicks. You know what I go? What did I say? Yeah, everybody's is quiet now. Everybody's now doing. Yeah, people are just heard what Paul said now. I said what? Workers in God's vineyard don't what? You know, save it with mechanic. Or save it with cell leader. Selida, love one love. Selida, two love. Selida, three. How many Selida do you have? Sell me lower. A one woman kind of man. A one man kind of woman. That's why I said, of course, no matter how many years you do the courtship and the date, you can't know someone finish. There are still love things left to chances. We taught this a lot in. We did it recently, even in relationship chit chat. What I am saying is, the moment you enter, you have entered. So take your time before you enter. I said yesterday, I said, enjoy your singleness. Now, single, you don't kill anybody. Amen. What I said, now what? Now, single. You know what? You don't kill anybody. There is nothing you are running for. It's not a race. I know there are some of you, we have to beg you and say, this is your single way, single. You don't need to turn crime. Prophet, I'm not talking to you, Jerry. Hallelujah. That is our begging. Standing the gap. Because there's a gap. Hallelujah. That means a worker in God's vineyard is faithful to their spouse. It's a pity that we have to repeat this kind of things now in the church. It used to be what we know. Don't even entertain the thoughts. Your marriage, no matter how many issues you have, you can resolve it. The ones that you are having their own marriage, they have issues too that they are resolving. Are you listening to me? Everybody has issues. There's nobody's husband that is perfect for them. Forget all those WhatsApp. They are so perfect for me. All of that. If you ask my wife, she will say, yeah, he's perfect for me. Neo perfecto. There are things, a lot of things I need to work on. And I know. You get. So forget that thing. Everybody is work in progress. And you must be willing to do the work. But as far as our faith is concerned, a diligent person in God's house is a one-woman kind of man. Are you with me? He said he must be vigilant and sober. I'm going to read it from the message. Because I love the way the message puts it a bit. So I'm going to be juxtaposing now between the two. He said he must be vigilant, he must be sober, of good behavior. The message version says, if anyone wants to provide leadership in the church, good. But these are the conditions. He must be well thought of. That's the word. He must be blameless. Committed to his wife. Say committed. Or to his husband, not to her husband. Amen. Not to his husband. Committed to his wife or committed to her husband. Say, I'm committed. There are some of you that no need to say. You just say, I will be committed. Say, I'm committed. Cool and collected. That's the word, vigilant and sober. Cool and collected. Gira gira is not a fruit of the spirit. No gira gira. You're everywhere. Imagine me as your pastor. Every time you just see me, I'm always jumpy. I'm always entering conversations with that did not call me to. No, you have to be cool and collected. When people are talking, you don't interrupt them. I know there are conversations where I interrupt them, bro, she, Yanko, and bro, Faith, especially when we get in the heat of the matter. But this is not the kind of situation we're talking about. Amen. Because I have to interrupt this, bro, Faith. If you don't interrupt him, you will take the entire ground. I mean, yeah, you're going to interrupt him. But you probably don't have that kind of conversation. But imagine you're talking, you're telling me about an issue. And before you finish, I just say, me too, 22 years ago. Calm down now. He's talking to you. Be cool and what? You can practice it. You are a music team. Bobo Mike Loti 4. Oh, calm. They give you my... Where's your offering? I left downstairs. Say cool and collected. A church worker must be calm. Thank God for Peterson. Is that a name? The message? He must be accessible and hospitable. Which one that people cannot approach you? Everyone that wants to approach you, they will first go and speak in tongues that God should touch your heart. You cannot be approached. I'm not talking about toasting, no. Apologies doesn't even say good morning. When people want to tell you good morning, they look away. Because sometimes you will not answer. And you think that's the fruit of righteousness. You think that shows that you are now holy. No. It's not class. There's no class in church. Anyone who does class, that class will scatter in Jesus' name. Because there's no what? Class. We are the puff girls. Puff girls. Ninu Joluwa. Power puff. At your age and marital status, you are calling yourself power puff girls. Iwo. Power puff girls. Girls. Mama Madu. Girls. Power puff girls. We are the reigning guys. Reigning in life everywhere. There's no classism. James says, God is not a respecter of persons. Are you listening? You must be hospitable. Hospitable means your hands are open. You know how to give to people. Some believers, Akagon self is learning from them. Akagon Pro Max. This is where the hand is. Even to release offering. To release offering. Oh, lady, my baby basket is one. What do you want? You don't give to people. Regardless of whatever you have. People cannot visit you. You don't visit people. What kind of life are you living now? I understand you don't like to go out. Me too. I think most of you know that. I don't like to go out. I like my house. Amen. If I forget house, I like my room. Just, I can stay in my room. But I've visited quite a number of you. Or I've allowed you to visit me. One of the two must have happened. Amen. The pastor, you know, Lotto, Q. Or when you give birth, hallelujah. You know, you want to be more next year because you want me to visit you. You know, say, I will give birth next year. I will not visit. I have to explain where the baby came from. Power puff. Say, I'm hospitable. Meaning that, ask yourself, how many people have visited you in church? You know why? Because you don't visit them too. Don't say, nobody, you, how many have you visited? Except you are in guest ministry and follow up. Those ones, you can't sit down and say, how many people have visited Pastor? No, it's Daniela, write the address for you. I'm asking you, how many people have visited and just say, you know, Sister E, I want to come see you this weekend. If he's a brother. Amen. You know, I say, I'm just being hospitable. That hospitality, you're selling that idea of your hospitality. That was hospitable gone. You're not aware that this is hospitality. Let yourself be aware that I'm visiting Sister E. I'm going to visit Sister Niola in her house. Oh, why Jenlo? Oh, wow, hospitable. Why John Law means you not eat before going. You see, because she's hospitable. You are not a serious person. See, I'm hospitable. He said he must be apt to teach. So that means You can't say you are in God's vineyard and he says the teaching part does not really concern me. That's pastor's own. No. Apt to teach means it's not just that you can teach. It means you are work. You keep working on your ability to communicate. I've told you before. I said one of the greatest disservice to the truth is to say it wrongly. Apt to teach is not just the content of the teaching. It's also the delivery of the same. I can have a content and I don't know how to deliver. You get what I'm saying? I've told some of you, I can give you my sermon notes and I'll write it very well for you. Even though if I give my sermon notes, it's going to be hard to read because just see Saku. Say, Saku. Just Saku. I'll just draw it down. See Revelation 21, 11 to 15. And then just say on that circle, Esau, Judas, Esau. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. But I can actually write a sermon for you and we will still teach it in different ways. The same content. But our delivery will be different. You see, that delivery, you need to work on it. I know you know the Greek words now. You know what the gospel is. But have you worked on the way you deliver it? Have to teach is not just the content of the teaching, it's also the delivery of it. I trust the Lord that we are raising more teachers in the church. Yeah. So are you working on it? Okay, let me ask, will you work on it? The message pastor says he must know what he's talking about. He must know what he's talking about. So I want to talk about dialogue of prophets, dialogue of prophets. I'll start from Revelation. Looking, which prophet is there? So I want to start from the book of Titus. I met one brother teaching Genesis 1, 1 to 3. I said, next time, just go to John 3, 16 and teach the gospel. The sister is teaching can never understand Genesis 1 again. If you see what this brother has done, even me, I can't say, I be the Bible. See, Genesis 1 in the garden. Which garden? Oh God, they never create anything. See, Genesis 1 in the garden. So the devil just came in Genesis 1, 1, 2, 3. And the way the poise, there was panache. There was this arrogance and swagger in the way he was delivering. Now, this one knows how to deliver, but no content. See? You know, the way people talk like emojis. Brother, word wow. Show me. She won't word yet. What do I show? Who buy here? See? Sis, listen to me. That's why Isaac. So, I will show you Isaac in Genesis 1, 1 to 3. You cannot see him. You just want to force what is not there. Say, in the beginning was the word. Is that not John 1? I say, in the beginning God created the word. Now you see the word is the word. I beg, explain to me. The word and word is not just the Greek word for word, okay? No use Greek. If you cannot explain it without Greek word, you don't know it. You must know what you are talking about. When you don't know what you're talking about, shut up. Go learn. It's so sad that we have workers in Glorious House Church. People who claim to be diligent workers who don't actively listen to past teachings. The only teaching you are feeding on is what we are teaching presently. When last did you give yourself and say, I'm going to listen through to this particular series. I'm going to listen to this particular teaching to understand, to grasp the context more. I'm going to write out the questions I have and ask Pastor. Mba. No. How then do you gain depth? You're just spreading. There's no depth. Get depth. There are quite a number of things we have spoken about. Yesterday, myself and Brian were talking about the first camp meeting you attended in 2017, I taught on the best of two worlds. How many of you were there? I don't know the best of two worlds. I spoke about heaven and earth and how a man makes heaven and all of that. Sorry, I want to, but you know, I understand. So he was in final year then in the university, and Brian went back. He's my guy. We spoke about this. So he went back to campus and he said, no, discharging. And someone asked, that thing you said, that part, oh, let me go, mom. What's your come on last week? You just thought it was last week. Hallelujah. Of course, that's zeal. Yeah, I understand this place of zeal. But you know what he now did? Went to learn. Is it clear? There are quite a number of teachings that are in the past. You will even hear the voice, you say it's not pastor. Have you heard teachings like that? You say, it's the sound. The voice did not change. There was a point we were recording with phone in this church. We put phone beside speaker. Not this speaker. Or this home speaker. Or this subwoofer. It was even subwoofer. Show up in Coco. Remember, we put phone. Was it your phone? Redmi. The one before Redmi, which one is it? You can't remember. Names have changed. We put phone after service. When you play the teaching, you just said, Jesus, I'm someone, someone. Now you can be doing your dishes and be listening to someone. Then it's the earpiece, so we even write it. Recommended. Use the earpiece. Now things have gotten better. Are you now listening? The point of study group was so that you could go back to all those kind of teachings and re-listen to them, regain depth. You must know what you are saying. Are you with me? He said, it must not be, verse 3, 1 Timothy 3, 3. It must not be given to wine. Not too free with bottles. anything but otimu. And you are a man of God. If we enter your room, the kind of cans we see, the brands. Man of God. No wonder you're always drunk with wine. Wearing is a nexus. Pastor, are we allowed to drink alcohol according to scriptures? Maybe you have scriptures too. Alcohol in itself is not the sin. Shaking my son, goodbye. Because if you go by the scriptures, it's not a sin in itself. The sin is the lack of control it brings. Because I know that some of you are but if you are going to be a pastor in this church, you know this one we are drinking members. That one, I will not start. That's another filter. Drop the bottles. So that one day, thou does not serve as a weak link. One bottle is too many. And the man of God parades himself naked, like who? Noah. So you can learn from that. Don't forget, all scriptures are given by inspiration of God, profitable for doctrine. Romans 15:4. Okay? All these things that were written aforetime were written for our Noah getting drunk. So a man of God, his drunkenness led to him cursing his children. Can you see that one nonsense attitude, habit, can lead to another thing? Sin begets sin, and sin, it keeps begetting itself till it brings forth death. So you want me to give you a one-stop answer? Don't take alcohol. There you have it. You say, Pastor, I don't really take. I just 0.3%. Surely, mu coke. Okay. Booty. If you just want to drink something, oh yeah, booty. For the sake of people that will listen to this from other nations, make tea. Make tea or coffee. Even coffee, I would not even recommend it. I take coffee, but I take decaffeinated coffee. So the one that doesn't have caffeine. Because caffeine too can be addictive. The issue is how addictive those substances are. Not the substances in themselves. Because even coke is bad. You get what I'm saying? If you discover that you're getting addicted to Coca-Cola, let me say Coca-Cola. Do you know what I'm saying? Coke, Coke, Coke. Say, holy mu Coke. Ajoma mu Coke. On the streets. Ratoza Makabayada. You will not drink Coke. Yeah. You will take Coca-Cola. Aha. See, even our pastor said, holy mu Coke. Must not be given to wine. Paul forgot to talk about drugs. So I will help him put it. Must not be given to Canadian loud. I know there is loud there. He said the gospel is bold. That faith is loud. Not that kind of loud. Amen. You can break that chain. These are the attitudes. These are things that people can see outside and they just despise. They despise your ministry. They will look down on you. And they are it's valid. Imagine as your pastor. I'm not the husband of one wife. And Jesus and God is helping me. He will keep helping me. Amen. And yeah, pastor has like three side chicks now. You know he grew up in Ibadan. Oh, he has two in Ibadan. Three Ibadan. They even attend JC. God forbid. What will you say about the ministry? It's about the day you will leave. It's not about if you will leave. It's when. Because you know that this one is not going anywhere. How much more outside that? How much more people that have not even have the kind of faith that you, the kind of the depth of faith. They don't want to even give a chance for that. A disciple was passing by your house. Passing by your house. And you say, let me greet this brother that showed me Bible. Last week, go to your room, and what is smelling is star. I know we are like stars on earth. But God told Abraham, said, your children will be like stars. In your colon, so star, star bottle, emoji, meji, meji, nilele. Olufin Rake Rosin. Jugole. Baba. Hey, Jugole. Don't be too free with bottles. Amen. Are we learning something? See, not too free with bottles. It must not be over fond of wine. See, it must not be a striker. It's not talking about Alando. See, Not pushy. Not someone that you're always nagging. You're always angry. You're like any small. You are thin skinned. No! You can't be thin skinned. Any small thing they say gets to you. You are already angry. So I don't like that. So I don't like this church. He knows he saw that you are not serious. Are you? If you are not serious, and there is nobody in the world to tell you are not serious, things will happen to you. The beauty of warning, after the warning is a gift. The beauty of warning is that it can stop you from drowning. Ah, Imagine just going to a river and you don't know it's deep. And there's no warning. Nothing about the depth. Nothing about not for kids. Kids, keep off. Nothing. You are just walking in. And you are blindfolded. And nobody's saying, you're walking towards a river. And everybody I see you, they just go past. Then someone tells you, you're walking towards a river. Why not turn around? You know you're blindfolded. And you say, I don't like how you talk to me. What do now? Not a striker. You must not be thin skin, not pushy, but gentle. Amen. Amen. Not greedy. Not money hungry. I know money is good, though. Bro, money is good. Amen. You can smile small. Money is what? Is it not? Ah, my sister. Papa, money is good. A senior friend of mine went to preach in Abuja. I met him in Badon many years ago. So I just saw this post online, actually. So he's not like he told me. And Buffett knows the person I'm talking about. He's pastors in Kaduna now. So he didn't person. Well, he went to Abuja to pray for someone to their, one of their churches. Went to do a meeting and all that. So someone said, come and pray for me. And my family, I listen to. I follow some of your programs via Facebook Live. So he said, I booked my flight back to Lagos. I cannot. I said, don't worry, we'll prepare another flight. One is good. So he ate there and all of that. And apparently they prepared a private jet. He just said, the man said, don't worry, they will wait. I said, plane, they wait. You know what I'm talking about. I was at the airport. What day was that? On Wednesday. Wednesday early morning. I missed the flight. Even though we arrived before the usual check-in time and all of that. Air peace. Sometimes they don't give you peace. So when they told him, he said, the plane, don't worry, they'll wait. I said, plane, they wait. So eventually he found out it was a private jet. In case you don't know what that means. With a private jet, you can go to Abuja today, come back today. And the person that is living here for Lekki, you will get home before them. Money is good. But it says, you must not be money hungry. Be ambitious, but don't be money hungry. Everything is money to you. Something that costs 4,000 naira. You say, I will do it for 20,000 naira. And the president will say, that's not the issue. He says, your brand. Say, you're charging for professionalism. Oh, but man, professionalism now. You're charging for professionalism. You're charging for your brand color. You're charging for brand color. Then they paid you 20,000. Then somehow, you still found a way. Say, usually, please, when we completed the work, actually, as we completed it, the sonos of the cement of the cavern of the lamine and the wife we involved in Elaine Luriwani is 30,000. And you're a believer. Going by the cloud of the firmament. Holy. You are a thief. You are greedy. You are not ambitious. So you are greedy. And that greed cannot get you anywhere. 4,000. Something that The people that are even planning and are saying they will collect 7. You got opportunity. The person says 20,000. Say, can we do 18? You say yes. You still found a way. Area Jeju. Amen. Too much gain. Then the person eventually now finds out that you charge them in excess. You think they will come back to you? No. You now say God is not doing miracles. Doors are not opening. Doors are open. You use the padlock. 15K padlock to jam it yourself and you threw the keys away. You did that, not God. Don't be greedy. Greed is what turned people to start playing Baba Jebu. Believer, you are waiting on madman to give you number. Ah, oh, what's well? You are dancing for money. Arsenal too. Okay, Baba Jebu is not the one of the sports now. I'll get to that one. Say 21:14 in the year 1968. 1968. Believer, one sign. Let me play this offering. He said, which number? 1968. Say, where do you know it from? Word of knowledge. Then weary. Greed is what leads you people to sporty. Even have the app. First, delete the app. You see that small money that you want to use? Keep it. Use it to eat. The issue is not that you cannot win. There's one guy in Instagram. He said, the issue is not that you cannot win. You can win, but your life is spoiled. Amen. It's the day you will not win. You don't say, I've won before now. Let me go again. Something. Before you know it. I've seen people use their school fee. One young man in school then. School fee. And hostel fee. So apparently they have spent part of it. So to regain. Greed in pain. To regain. You say, I will gain the years that can come home and sit in. Can't come home and be sporty. You know, can't come home and eat it. It's sporty. Greed. I pray for you that the Lord Jesus will deliver you from every spirit of greed. Not greedy, but patience. Don't worry, money will come. Are you listening to me? God can help people make money. The prophet said, he's the one that gives wealth without troubles. So put your mind at rest. Is that clear? Not money hungry, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. Not covetous. Verse 4. One that rules his own house well, having his children subjection with all gravity. That means your children listen to you. That means you put time for your family. Family guys, family men, family women. Give time for your family. If you're not married yet, give time for your nuclear family now. You know what I say? Everybody in this house, everything, self group, prayer group. As you are coming out of prayer group, August meeting. The next thing they are hearing is landlord retreat. When last did you have a conversation with your mother? And it's not like you make them look at the church wrongly. Because how many times not alone what church? But because the other times you are on TikTok, you are on Twitter, you are on Facebook. Have time for your family. Tell someone, say, have time for your family. Because if you don't, the truth is, it will all spiral back to church. That's the truth. I've heard this over and over and over again. Pastor, that your church. Every day, le man chasing. You're on you. Do we meet every day? Okay. Something like that. Cell. Prayer group. Prayer group that you know attend. Come, come register, Daddy. Prayer group. That you have muted the group. God will save you this new year. This new ministry year. As workers. You will pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So who still not say amen to that prayer? Because you just know they pray. You will pray in Jesus' name. That's one that has time for his own family. For if a man does not have time for his own family, I cannot rule his house well. How can he take care of the church of God? Verse 6 is not a novice. Lest being lifted up with pride, he falls into the condemnation of the devil. Verse 7. Moreover, he must have a good report. Say good report. That means of them which are without. That means from people outside. That means outsiders must have good things to say about you. They must think well of you. Or else the devil will figure out a way to lure him into his trap. That's why I say, lest he falls into the reproach and the snare of the devil. Ask yourself, what do my neighbors think of my church? They might not even know the name. But they just know that this church that this one is going to, I can never go there. You know, you understand? They don't need to know the name. It's the day you invite them that you know. They'll say, ah, your church. It is where. You see that it is where? Ask, what is where? You have so much shown bad character. It's Muslim that used to separate fighting your house. You, when you start fighting like this, nobody can hold you. I say, if not for Jesus, if not for Jesus in my life, are you regretting that is in your life? You are saying, if not for Jesus, man, Jesus got many life back. Is someone in hijab that is saying, mama pastor, baba pastor. So I'm not a fighter. Naturally, I back off from fights. Naturally. And not because I went to now too. It's not because, but I'm not saying I don't confront people. I can't confront you. But when something is turning to a fight, I walk away. Fight is too low for you. Come, brother. How can you imagine you see me on the road? I'm not doing that with someone. Lock me, lock me. Don't worry, lock me. Lock me. I mean, who can lock me? This one cannot lock me. Lock me, Kenko, Enko. But you didn't know. Just, okay, hold my shirt. And then, and you say, hey, and we are pushing each other. And you wind down for yourself. iPhone, Yemi, Adesio. I know the pastor with this. No, we got this business. It's pastor. I said, one more lady and it's more. Sorry. Come on. Thank you. That's too low for you. Is that clear? You must have a good report. And your colleagues at work. That one that you tell gist. You don't know that somehow. Huh? You understand what I'm saying, Abby? See that guy? Pink lips. Look at his lip. See his limp. You know, there's a lip. There's a limp. See his limp. And some bobo. Oh. Yesterday, I followed him to the car park. When I saw his lips, it was like I should kiss it. Believer. Next day, you will now post GXC Media, new messages available. And the person will see it. It's me that is looking and say, I'm a pastor, I'm a shewo. That's the truth. New message available. The message is now going to be keep yourself holy. Oh. So they don't do it in their church. Yesterday, she was still telling me, seeing limp. If we ask your colleagues to write a report about your church, what would they write? Because they've not seen me. They've not seen Sister Jesus. They've not seen Brother Owe. It's you they know. And that's all they know about us. Ah, Jesus. That's all they know about us. You that you run from work. You are lazy.
Well, we're praying in Jesus' name.
Likewise, verse 8. We're getting there. He said, likewise must the deacons. Now, what deacons are, diaconia, is for is those who serve. So, all of you are deacons. Say, hey. God, it's my name now. Deaconess. No. Deacons are servants in church. Those who serve tables. If you are the one putting on generator, you're a deacon. Changeover, deacon. Setting up chairs, you're a deacon. Those who are involved in physical work, not the teaching work, not the pastoral work. Is it making sense? Huh? Deacon to vehicle. I know you people use this as a joke again too. Deacon. Now, this one. If you not like the first one, this one is for you. Deacons must be grave. Now, the word grave, let me read the message version. Is the word serious. Say serious. Serious. They are serious people. You are a worker in church. Nobody knows when you are serious. You are always joking. And it's not joking. It's like stupid joke. Let's edify each other. Let's edify one another. What is ordinary? Are you okay? Is that joining the Holy Ghost or another thing? Before I land you fivefold ministry. See, yesterday, now I said anything. You're not serious. Say, deacons must be serious. Say, I'm serious. I don't mean you are frowning. No, frowning is not serious. I joke a lot, right? Huh? Come on. Don't I? Wait, if you think I don't play enough, let me see your hands. You think I'm always serious? Bro, what are you doing? Your hand is not going up. Okay. I don't think so. I don't think I'm always serious. If you say that, I'll probably have to get you glasses or something. Maybe you're seeing someone else. But also, you understand now, when it's time to be serious, we've got to be serious. Imagine every time your pastor is always just saying, you're there. You're tickling me. I'm tickling someone too. Sure, oh, did we? Yeah, our pastor, he likes to be tickled. Imagine that pastor, he likes to be tickled. Happy very pastor. Worry me. It's not me, Joe. Jesus, they're not captured. Stop it. Be all day. Must be serious. Not everything is jokes. Not everything is play. He must not be double-tongued. That means you are not deceitful. I can even close on this one. I will not close on it. Not double-tongued. Hey! Some believers can lie. Hey, I was there, sir. You were not. You know, like I was not there. I was downstairs. No, you were not. No, I was not like I was downstairs. I was already on the street. So something that happened, and I went back. Just say you were not in that meeting. Liar. Lion of Judah. Lino Zumba. Uman Pyro. Not be double tongue. Let your yes be yes. Let your no be no. You lie. Anyone who lies cannot fulfill God's plan for their lives. Like, You are a consistent, persistent, chronic liar. That's not you in Jesus' name. Ah. You lie by everything. Did you pray? Well, your prayer. Yeah, I prayed. I even signed in. Ah, it must have been the network. Why are you lying? Sorry. Will your salary that now bring match it or a machete or whatever, and or a cutlass and say, ah, you don't pray, your head will leave your body today. No, now. Sorry, what's the worst that will happen? I'm not saying you don't have pray. You know, say, what's the worst that will happen? Me, I will not lie. Are you listening to me? So, train yourself not to tell lies. Brother David, you work with me, right? Do I like people when people tell? I will even tell you, I'm not putting you under pressure. If you don't want to say anything, don't bother. It would have brought power. Why are you telling lies? Don't be double tongued. It's not a good fabric of a servant of God, of a deacon, which you are. Again, he repeats, not be given to strong wine. Don't be free with bottles. Amen. Not greedy or filthy look. That is, don't do things because of what you want to get out of it. Certain things that you must also be. Take a look at the fruit of the Spirit and walk it out. As a worker in God's vineyard, you can't afford to be proud. I said, we don't do classism in God's church. There are no doctors here. There are no engineers here. What we have is brothers and sisters. If there's any other special consideration we give anybody, it's pastors. And those who are in leadership. See, there's no class. Are you listening to me? You work in Banana Island. Kiwa ni kashizi. Kado ba alefwe. Obashi any Pineapple Republic. One of the beauties of life is when people cannot even judge what you have just by looking at you. It's so beautiful to see. Be that kind of believer. A friend was sharing a story one time of a particular brother. He said, by looking at him, you won't even know anything. Someone was telling him, was making him say, he said, ah, that don't worry, you get there. That the house that he just rented now, he's paying 15 million naira per year. Was sharing with that particular brother. That brother was like, I'm so happy for you. That's great. That brother was the owner of the house. Real life story. He did not even tell him. He said, ah, where's the property? He said, Lekki. Okay. Number what? He said, wow. He just said, wow. He said, later. He's the one sharing. He said, later. I now find out from the lawyer. That is this my friend. That is the owner of the house. But if it was some of people, that house. Actually, it's one of the small things that God has done for us. Shut up. Small things. Four bedroom duplex. Amen. People should not be able to judge you just by looking at you. You boast too much. God does not parade those who have value with so much around them. How would you have known that John was greater than Elijah? John did not say, hey, I'm greater. If Jesus did not say it, that there's no man born out of a woman, no prophet that is greater than John. Because John did not do any miracle. He was not flamboyant, yet he was the greatest of all prophets. Elijah, Samuel, Moses. One day we'll look at the life of John. even though I felt me or personal nuance, there are some things John could have done. They said you have come in the spirit of Elijah. Shoo, you came in the spirit of Elijah. Shoo, you want to read about Elijah, how he died. That Jezebel wanted his head. Amen. And Elijah ran. That when you speak the truth to power, because you have come in the spirit of Elijah, when you speak the truth to power, what do? You what? You will run. And Jesus ran now. Jesus ran twice. When he was a baby, he ran. When he wanted to make him king, he ran. Yes or no? There are some things you just run. John, he spoke the truth in our state. The same spirit of Jezebel came back in Herodia and said, I want his head. You should have just learned. But that's for another day. How would you have known? John was not that flamboyant. So it means, Ashonla calling Yonla. Amen. That you wore fine clothes does not mean. Have you seen people that wear fine clothes? She no day. Go to Lagos restaurant. Can I have cheese potatoes and some chicken, some tortoise on the belly. Put some Chinese. He doesn't have money. They would Daniel also. Don't be like that. Don't ask your bank account. We know you have money. Give to the church project. Amen. Don't use it on people. You say, yeah, can you move to that seat? That's your seat. Can you please use that seat? The eyes you first gave the usher said, first, comport. I trust our protocols officers. Amen. Don't argue with people. Don't fight people. Amen. Don't I say, move. Wallah, you move. Don't forget, cool and. When next is coming, just say, cool and collected master. Cool. When next is someone doing like this in church, cool. Uncool. Cool. Cool and collected. Say, can you please explain to them why we do that? Hallelujah. Don't act it. Your salary increased, your tongues too changed because of salary increase. Before, when you are praying like this, the Lord, even the Lord will know that he reigns. Blessed. Suddenly, you are not the junior associate. They promoted it to junior. The Lord, God is not even doubt whether it's raining or not. The Lord rain it somehow. Blessed be the Lord, Lord, Lord. Blessed be the Lord. I don't like the way facility people. I don't like the way they clean those toilets. You know what? Can we get an agency? Can we get an agency to see, I'm humble. You know, you can be so humble that you are proud about it. The irony of the devil. The devil can take you to some nice heights. Be temperate. Be modest. Be modest in your spending. Some people, when they see money like this, until that money enters the ground, that money cannot have peace. Salary of August, is just for the CR to enter. Once the alert enters, you have finished spending it already. The bank don't know. Even God don't know. The devil don't know. But you have spent it. Because you saw one shoe. You have about 7 other pairs. You have spots. You have heels. You have, see, left us. Give me others. What's the name of this one? Ballerina. Okay, ballerina flat shoe. You have that one I used to wear. Boyfriend shoe. What's the name of that one? loafers. Yeah, but you tell me you used to wear one. Boot. Only go wear. Rain boot. Summer boot. Church boot. Ballerina. Shoe lyric. You have all. You have sandals. Yeah. Then you are just going through Instagram. You saw another one. Oti bookmark. Save for later. Why are you saving for later? You are not modest with your spending. I don't want to. When I'm going to the shopping mall, I have targets. I'll tell my wife, what are the things we want to get? I don't like that place. There are too many things. What are the things we want to get? So from home, when we cannot see it, we will write them down. Write as many things as you want to write. I'm not stingy in spending. Write everything. You can write a 90 item list. But when we get there, 91 you're possible. What move next time? Pastor. Yes, member. If you don't train yourself to do that, and I keep receipts, you know now. I'll give Brother David my receipt. This is one. Calculate it. I keep receipts. I want to know how much I'm spending. You say money and water. I know. Your own. Now no water and naira. At the end of the month, once it's now 23rd, all offering. For some people register for workers' meeting. Heaven and earth move together. They were shaking. Why? You don't have any savings. You don't have anything. You have never given your upside leader the birthday. Nothing. She birthday came. Oh, lady cock. We thank God for your life, who that he spared your life. Hallelujah. We thank God for your life. The God that spared your life will make you see next year. That's your own gift. Your pastor is doing birthday. Nothing. Is everybody going to be saying? We thank God. Such a man of God. Hallelujah. Let's see, if I want to type it, words are not enough. I have so much to say. You don't have so much to say. You are a liar. You don't double talk. I have so much to say, but words are not enough. What lie? You don't have so much. I can bet my bottom dollar. You don't have so much to say. You. I have so much to say, but words are not enough. I just want to say thank you for all you do. What do I do? Ask him, what do I do? Say, you teach us. After that, go, what do I do? Allah, see. Be modest with your spending. Before you know it, you have given everybody in the world. You are trying to impress people who can never be impressed. You do photo shoot every month. Sorry, not those that are photo shoot recently. I know for your birthday, especially for ladies, I know you do photo shoot. I don't have an issue with that one. And beautiful pictures, by the way. Amen. But every month, except you are an on-air personality, or you're a model, you are doing photo shoot, and it's draining money every month. What's the average a month for photo shoots? Depends. I mean, like for three pictures. Tosuke is not here. Like 70? 60 to 70. Come on, tell me now. Someone say, Jesus. Omar, Baba. Let me pick up my iPhone. I'll use AI to finish the remaining. Believer. I'm not saying it's wrong. You see, it's not the shooting itself. It's the fact that you don't have a control over that. I must not do a photo shoot every month. Who are you trying to impress? Maybe that's why I'm also not a very... I know AI has it. So I'm not a strong advocate for it. Hallelujah. You know, it's good and all that. But you now put yourself inside plane. I'm not saying the ones that you do for LinkedIn and all those stuff. You now put yourself inside plane with glass cup. Champagne. Cross leg. With a suit that you have never had money to buy. Who are you trying to impress? The Lord give you understanding. What are we saying? As workers in God's vineyard, you have a responsibility to maintain good character. What I say? You've got a responsibility to what? To maintain good character to outsiders and to the church. To believers, especially workers, should not be fighting. Music team. Imagine music team and media fighting. Who is meant to take it? It's not our duty. It's not our duty. It's your duty. Calm down. Cool and see and see. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just tell yourself, calm down. I'm shouting. Are you listening to me? No, it's cool and collected. Yes, someone in your unit is meant to do the work. They didn't come early enough. So you have to do it for them. Then after service, they didn't even acknowledge. They still didn't do it. You still have to do the same thing for them. There's a way to communicate. And I say, if you want to be useless, let us know you want to use this. Let no dish alone. If you want to be useless, let's go if you are not here now. Let's know you are not here. No. There's a better way to say it. Is that clear? The fruit of the Spirit are your fruits. They are produced in you. You walk in the Spirit daily. As you serve the Lord, together we are in unity, in one bond of the Spirit, one Lord, one baptism, one faith. We don't depart from it. We walk together strongly, and together we see the glory of the Lord. We'll cover the earth. Surely we'll cover the earth with the word of God, with the grace of God. We're going to see more men yield to Jesus in their numbers, old and young. We're going to see more men yield to Jesus. Some will be converted through our character, through our conduct. They are going to see Jesus. They are going to love him. And in our ministries, in our different departments, we are strengthened with all might in the inner man. We are strengthened to carry out God's purpose. Like we sang earlier, where feet fail, we will not fail. We will stand. We will stand the test of time. Can you pray for yourself? Just pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Help me, Lord Jesus. I'm not an angry bird. I'm not impatient. Every habit that's not of you, help me, Lord. Strengthen my resolve to drop them like fire on flies. Help me to get out of them. Help me to walk in the Spirit daily and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Are you praying for yourself? My service to you in your church is strengthened. I'm a better chorister. I'm a better media personnel. I'm a better protocol officer. I'm a better guest. You know, just say it. I'm better at it. I'm receiving your training, Lord. And it's working in me. Your will and your purpose. Correct me, Lord, and I'll adjust. Teach me, Lord, and I'll change. Help me to be cool. To be calm and collected. To teach better. To pray better. Not to be greedy. Not to be a brawler. Help me to be hospitable. I'm not irritated by people. I'm not irritated by people visiting me. I'm not irritated by people. I love people. I'm a people's person. I love to have my brethren around. I love to have my sisters around. I love to have my brothers around. Help me, Lord Jesus. Walk on my heart. Walk on my desires. I'm not irritated. No, I'm not. Help me to love your church the more. Help me to love my units the more. Help me to fall in love the more with what I do for you. Many parts, but the goal is one. While I arrange the chairs, another puts on the generator, another sets up the sound, another is responsible for the display. Help me to see what I do for you, the value in what I do. Help me to fall in love with it the more. Help, 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 Lord Jesus. You have a few minutes more to pray. Just pray for yourself. I'm not covetous, not greedy. I'm not the reason why others will despise Jesus. I'm not the reason why others will reject his message. No. I attract people to the church. I attract people to the Lord. Because of my conduct, many more want to follow Jesus. They want to hear him. They want to see him. They want to feel him in their hearts. Because of me, my heart is enlarged to love others as you love them, to see others the way you see them, to walk with others the way you walk with them. I don't miss rehearsals. I don't despise meetings. I'm strengthened in my convictions. Amen. Are you blessed?